Today's daf is Bav Metzia daf Pei Aleph. We left off on daf Pei Amud Beis. We got all the way down to the two dots yesterday, so we're up to the two dots in the third to last skinny line. If I'm doing work for you, I'm a tailor and I'm tailoring your suit, and I call you up and I say, look, come take your suit back and bring money at your convenience whenever you want to pay me. But right now, it's fine if you come pick up your suit. So at that point, from that point going forward, so long as you have not yet picked up your suit and I still have it, I only have a din of a shomer chinam. I don't bear responsibility for kneiv aveda. I'm completely a shomer chinam. So Tanan Hasam, Amr lo Shoel, Shaleach v'sholcha u'meisa chayiv. Let's say I'm borrowing something from you. So I ask you, can I borrow your car? And you say, whatever it is. And you say, sure, no problem. I say, okay, do me a favor, send it to me. And you send it, and then on the way, let's say it's an animal, and on the way it dies. So I'm going to be chayiv. I've already taken on the status of the shoel from the moment you sent it to me. So even if it was an ones, I'm already going to be chayiv in onsim. Why am I going to be chayiv in onsim? I didn't take possession of it yet. Because you sent it to me because I told you to send it to me. So once I told you to send it to me and you start sending it to me, so that's it. Now I'm a shoel. And similarly, when I'm returning it, says Rashi, what does it mean, similarly, when I'm returning it? If the shol gives it to a shliach to return it back to its owner, and the mashil doesn't tell him, send it to me with this guy, the shol just decides it's time to return it, so he sends the shliach to bring it back. Umesa, and then the animal dies, chayim. He has not yet given it back to the rishus of the mashil. It's very similar to the inyanim we have by gittin, when you have shliach lekabbalah versus shliach lehalacha. Right, that over here, if the guy says, I want you to send it with this person, so good, you want me to send it with this person, then you're taking responsibility from the second it goes with this person. Over here, the responsibility is very great. It's even if it's not the shliach's fault that something happens. It's a pure onus. It's just a question of whose rishus it's considered to be in. Amar Rav from Bar Papa, Amar Rav Chista, Lo Shanu El Shech Zira B'toch Yimei She'elasa. This whole din that the shoal is going to be chayiv until it gets back to the mashiel is only if he returns it during the agreed upon term of borrowing. If I was supposed to rent your cow for 30 days, and on day 29 or day 30, while it's still within the term of borrowing, so I send the cow back, and on the way back the cow dies, that's when we're going to say, I'm going to be chayiv. Avla Achri Yimei She'elasa, Potter. But once it's day 31, day 32, the terms are over already, the Yimei She'elah are over, so then I'm going to be Potter if it dies. Not only am I going to be Potter if it dies when it's on its way back to you, Stam, the terms of the agreement are over, I'm waiting for you to come pick up your cow, it's been over for a few days already, and then it dies in my house. I haven't even begun to send it back. Even if it just dies in my house at that point, I'm still going to be Pater, says Rashi. Because even if it dies in the house of the shoel, because once the days are over, he's not a shoel. Once that time period is over, he's not a shoel anymore. So therefore, he's not going to be chayiv in onsim anymore, starting with that time period. Okay, so that's the chiddush of Rav from Bar Papa. So the Gemara is going to have three different versions of how this conversation happened. Right, the first version is Rav from Bar Papa says his chiddush, then Rav Nachman Bar Papa asks on that chiddush, and we're going to see three different versions of how the conversation proceeds. Masav Rav Nachman Bar Papa, v'kulan sha'amru tola shalcha v'aveimau shomer chinam. He said, but wait a second. In our Mishnah, what did we say? I'm done tailoring your suit. So I call you up and I say, take your suit back and bring money at your convenience. So then I become a shomer chinam. Why? Because I didn't demand the money. I didn't, and I specifically said that you could bring the money whenever you want and that you can pick it up. Now, let's say I did one step less than that. I didn't tell you that you can pick it up without paying me. I just call you up and say, your suit is done. Gemarativ, I finished it. So the implication is that anything less than that, I'm not a shomer chinam. Why am I a shomer chinam? I'm a shomer chinam because I'm foregoing any rights that I might have by telling him he doesn't have to pay me immediately and telling him that he can come pick it up. But ha-gemartiv, shomer sachar. Sounds like if I'd call him up and just say, gemartiv, that I finished it, then I'd have a status of a shomer sachar. Says Rashi, why is this akasha? We don't say kiman she yadu abaylum shekalu yimeha umnus v'lo shalchu ve'viyam patra shomer. Apparently, we don't say just because the time period for which I'm supposed to watch it is over, so mele the shmira is over, and therefore I should be the shomer should be patra from anything. So why is it by the shoel when the 30 days of the rental of the borrowing period are up? Do we say okay, he's not a shoel anymore, so he's not going to be responsible anymore like a shoel? Yet when it comes to the uman who's working on the item, who has a din of whatever it is we discussed yesterday, let's say shomer sachar, right? Has a din of a shomer sachar. So when he says gemartiv, he still has the din of Shomer Sachar, right? Nothing changes. He still has the full din of the Shmiri, even though the time period is up, and the guy knows it's up. He knows he can come pick it up at any time. So isn't that a kasha? Isn't that a stira? So, or not a stira, but it's a kasha on Raf from Bar Papa. So says the Gemara, no, not a kasha at all. Lo, ha havei ma'os v'tolo shulcha Shomer Sachar. We made the wrong diuk. Right, we said in our Mishnah that if I call the guy and I tell him, pick it up whenever you want, don't worry about the payment, you'll pay me whenever it's convenient for you, so then I become a Shomer Chinam. We made a diuk that, but if I just call him and say Gemartiv, I become a Shomer Sachar. No, you don't become a Shomer Sachar. You don't remain a Shomer Sachar if you just call and say Gemartiv. You know what the diuk should be? If I call him up and I say, bring the money, and you can't take your suit home unless you bring the money. That's when I remain a Shomer Sachar. Aval Gemartiv, but if I were to just call him up and say, I finished my, you know what the din would be? Shomer Chinam. I would in fact be a Shomer Chinam. Why would I be a Shomer Chinam? Because the Shmir is over. If I call him up and tell him I'm finished, so the Shmir is considered to be over, I'm not demanding anything, I'm just telling him I'm finished, and once the period of Shmir is over, I'm no longer that same level of Shomer that I was to begin with. Same was true, and that's exactly what Rav from Bar Papa said by the Shawel, that when it came to the Shawel, during the Yimei She'ela, Zeinu Chinami is going to be Chayv and Onsim, if he sends it back, if he keeps it, whatever. As soon as the Yimei She'ela are over, as soon as that time period is over, he's no longer going to be a shoel. He's automatically going to be knocked down to something less than a shoel. So over here as well, the uman is no longer a shomer sachar. As soon as he says gemartiv, he's automatically knocked down to shomer chinam. Frak the gemar, but wait a second. Ihachi, if that's the case, if even all you have to do is say gemartiv and you're a shomer chinam, right? Ihachi adetani v'kulan shamru tola shulcha v'avei ma'u shomer chinam. If you want to teach me a chiddush of when he becomes a shomer chinam, when does the uman become a shomer chinam? So instead of telling me a chiddush that when the uman calls up and says that bring money when take your item, so that's when he becomes a shomer chinam. Why doesn't it tell me a bigger chiddush? Let it say that if you just call and say gemartiv, you're a shomer chinam, and then kal v'chomer, if you say tala shalcha, you're going to be a shomer chinam. Why would it teach me the lesser chiddush? Teach me the greater chiddush that even when I just say gemartiv, I'm going to be a shomer chinam. So certainly, if I tell him that you could bring money whenever you want and pick it up whenever you want, but bring money at a later date is fine. So certainly, in that case, I'm going to be a shomer chinam. Why would it teach me the lesser chiddush instead of the greater chiddush? Says the Gemara, no. Tala shalcha tzrichle. It is a great chiddush to tell me that the din of tala shalcha. If I call the guy up and I tell him, pick it up at your convenience and pay me at your convenience. Whenever you want to pay me is fine. So that's a chiddush to say that I'm still responsible like a shomer chinam. Why is that a chiddush? We thought that's so obvious. How can I be considered a shomer sachar? I'm giving everything. I'm giving up all my rights. I'm telling him, pay me whenever he wants. I'm giving over everything. So what's the chiddush? Sal kadai techamina shomer chinam nami lo havi. I might think I bear no responsibility whatsoever, that I don't even have a din of a shomer chinam. Forget about the din of a shomer sachar. That's obviously out of the question. You're right. That's a davar pashut. Even when I say gemartiv, I don't have a din of a shomer sachar. But I might have thought that when I say tolo shalcha and avei ma'os at your convenience, that I'm not even a shomer chinam, that I bear no responsibilities as a shomer at all. Chavash l'an. That's why it dafka wanted to teach me a case of tolo shalcha to show me that at least I still have a status of a Shomer Chinam. Okay, that's one version of the conversation. Ikeda Amri, another version of how the conversation went, was again, that Raphim Bar Papa said his original Chiddush. His Chiddush was that if you're Machzir after the days of She'ela, once the days of She'ela are over, it was a 30-day loan period, that loan period is over, I'm no longer a Shoel. I'm now Pater from the Dinim of a Shoel. So Ikeda Amri, Amr Rav Nachman Bar Papa, and that Rav Nachman Bar Papa didn't ask on this, Adraba, he brought a raya to Raphim Bar Papa. What did he say? Afadanami Tanina, yeah, we learned the same thing. Vikulan Chamru Tola Shalchav Avema Oshomer Chinam, because after all, our Mishnah says that when I call the guy up and I say, pick up your suit anytime you want and bring money whenever, it's, don't worry, you don't have to bring money to pick up your suit. So I now have the status of a Shomer Chinam. My love. So in the first version we said, oh, but you see, Gemartiv would be different. This version is going to say, no, my love, what, didn't Gemartiv? Don't you see that it must obviously be the same thing if I call them up and I just say I'm finished and I don't give any further details, that I must also have a status of a Shomer Chinam? So you see very clearly that as soon as the period of Shmira is up, my level of Shmira goes down a notch, right? So I would also have a status of a Shomer Chinam there. It's a Raya to Raphim Bar Papa. So says Gemara, no, it's not a Raya either. Lo, Tola Shalcha Shaini. When I say Tola Shalcha, that's different. When I say, come and take your item and you can pay me whenever you want, that's when I have a status of a Shomer Chinam because I'm giving up all rights. When I say Gemartiv, it's unclear exactly what I'm giving up. I'm just telling him I want him, you know, I want to settle it so he should come. I'm not telling him that I'm giving up the opportunity to get paid and that I'm not telling him that I'm not withholding the item until I get paid. I'm not giving him any details right now. So maybe Gemartiv would be different than Tala Shalcha. That is version number two of the whole discussion. Version number three of the discussion, Huna Mar Bar Maremar Kamed Ravino Rami Masnis Nadadi Mashani. Right, we had two versions so far. One was a statement and a question on the statement and an answer to the question. One was a statement, a raya to the statement, and a rejection of the raya. Now we're going to have a stira and an answer to the stira. So Rami Masnis Nadadi Mashani, he asked the stira between two Mishnayos and he answered it. Tnan v'kulan shomer tala shel chavav ema shomer chinam v'hu adin l'gemartiv. It says in our Mishnah that if you call the guy up and you tell him, take your item, I'm ready for it to go out of here, and you can bring me money whenever you want at your convenience. So you have a status of a shomer chinam, and l'chor, the same is true if you say gemartiv. If you just call him up and say, I finished it, also you get knocked down to only a Shomer Chinam or a Minhu, but we have a Stira, Amar lo Shoel, Shaleach, Vishalcha, Umesa, Chayiv, V'chein B'sha Shemach Zira. Now this is the Stira before Raphim Bar Papa's statement, right? This is assuming we don't know Raphim Bar Papa. That don't we have a Stira that it says that if you the Shoel tells the Mashiel, send me the item, and he sends it and it dies, you're going to be chayiv, v'chein b'sha shemach zira, and also when I return it, if you didn't ask me to return it directly, you're going to be chayiv, and we're assuming that this is talking about after the days of she'ela are already over, and I'm returning it to you. I borrowed it for a 30-day period, I'm returning it on day 35. I still have a din of a shal, I'm still going to be chayiv. So don't you see, even after the period of she'ela is over, the period of shmira is over, my level of shomer has not gone down a level, so that's the stira. On the one hand, we say, when I call him up and I say gemartiv, automatically my level of shmira goes down from a shomer zachar to a shomer chinam, because the period of shmira is over when I say gemartiv, and he knows that I finished it. And yet, by the shoel, we see that it's not so; that I'm still going to be chayv in onsin, even though the period of shmira is over. So answers the Gemara: no, there's Raphim Bar Papa umeshani yama Raphim Bar Papa Rav Chista lo shanu el shehechzir b'tochim eshei lasa. When am I going to be chayv for onsin when it's on its way back, when it's being returned? That's only if I'm returning it during the period of she'ela, within the period of she'ela. Avla achri me she'elasa, pater. But if I'm returning it after the period of she'ela, so then I'm going to be pater. So that's, once you have Raphim Bar Papa's chiddush, everything, all the problems go away. Because then we can say, once the period of shmir is over, I am in fact no longer the same level of shomer that I was to begin with. If I was a shoel to begin with, and the period of the she'ela is over, I'm no longer a shoel. If I was a shomer sachar to begin with, and I call him up and I say gemartiv, I'm no longer a shomer sachar. I'm now only a shomer chinam. So that you see clearly works out in both prices. Question that's raised by the Achronim, Nachman Ephraim discusses, is we talk about the end of the shmira. What's the end of the shmira? So by a she'ela, so we know what it is, that we had an agreed upon time, I'm going to borrow this for 30 days, 30 days up, that's the end of the Shmira. When it comes to an Uman, so we seem to be defining the end of the Shmira very logically as when I inform him that it's done. I'm an auto mechanic. I call up the guy that whose car I have, and I say, I'm finished with your car. It's finished. You can come pick it up. That's the end of the Shemira, because we no longer have that relationship as an Uman. I'm no longer an Uman working on his item anymore. So the period of the Shemira is over. So Machna Ephraim deals with the following Shaila. What if I'm done, but I don't tell him I'm done? So do you say that the period of the Shemira is over? So now, on the one hand, you would say, of course not, because if he doesn't know that I'm done, he has to understand that it's over in order for my responsibility to go away. Because there's a balance over here. Whatever I'm not responsible for, whatever the Shomer is not going to be responsible for, obviously the Bialim is going to have to bear the burden of that responsibility. Meaning, if the Shomer is no longer chayiv for Ganev Vaveda, then when it gets gone of Va'avad, it's going to be the Bialim's loss. So the Bialim has to be aware of it in order for it to work. So let me ask you a different thing. So this is what the Machna Ephraim really raises. He says, and this happened to me last week. I had my car by the mechanic, and he told me it would be ready around Wednesday. And on my way, I happened to pass by Wednesday morning. On my way to camp that day, I was passing by Wednesday morning by a shop, and I saw the car was perfectly ready outside. He happened to have called an hour or two later and left a message that the car is ready. But at the time, he had not yet called. I knew it on my own. So is that called that the period of Shemir is over? Or is that not called that the period of Shemir is over? Is the Amira Ma'akev, do you need him to call me and tell me that it's over? Or just the fact that I know that it's over and he's done is good enough. So in the Machna Ephraim, in the notes on the bottom of the Machna Ephraim, he brings a raya from the case of Shoel. Right, by the case of Shoel, there was never an Amira. No one ever calls to tell me the She'ilah is over. It's just that the originally agreed upon deal is that it's going to be She'ilah for 30 days. And when the 30 days are up, the Shemira is up. You don't need any special statement to be made. So you see clearly from there that you don't need any special statement to be made. Now you could argue that that's different. That over there, a statement is being made. It's just being made 30 days earlier. Right? It's like if I call you and tell you I'm done by noon today, the Shemira is over by noon today. It's not yet noon, it's only 6:30 in the morning. But still, when I tell you I'm done by noon today, maybe you could argue that counts as a good enough Amira. But if I don't tell you anything at all, and I leave you up in the air, and then you happen to notice it, maybe that's different. So maybe the Raya from Shoel is not 100% glad. Okay, but anyway, so we said that if I'm a Shoel and the period of Shemir is over, I'm no longer a Shoel. Once the period of Shemir is over, I'm no longer going to be Chayv and Onsim. But what we didn't deal with, and I kept on being vague about this, is what am I? I'm not a Shoel, right? We said, when I'm an Uman, so I have a din of a Shomer Sachar, and then the period of Umnus is over, so I get knocked down to a Shomer Chinam. But what if I started out as a Shoel, and then the period of She'ilah is over? Now what am I? So am I a Shomer Sachar, or am I a Shomer Chinam? So Yibayilahu, Patr Mishol of Chayiv Shomer Sachar, or Dilma Shomer Sachar Nami Lohavi. When we say that you're going to be Patr, does that mean you're going to be Patr when the period of She'ilah is over? You're going to be Patr from being a Shoel, but you're still going to bear the responsibility of a Shomer Sachar of Gnev Vaveda? Or do we say, no, you're not even going to be a Shomer Sachar? Amar HaMemer, Mistavra, Pata Mishol, V'chayv K'Shomer Sachar. It's most Mistavra that you're Pata from being a Shoel, but you're still a Shomer Sachar. Why? Hol V'ne'ne Mahanahava. That since I got Hana from this for so long, because I was a Shoel, right? When you're a Shoel, it's all Hana. That's why you're Chayiv in so much. That's why you're Chayiv in Onsim. You're not giving up anything, and it's all, you're receiving everything. You're receiving the right to use it. You don't pay. You're just borrowing it. So since you got so much Hana, Mistama, you want to be Mahana. Mistama, you want to be able to pay back in some sort of service, such as accepting a reasonable level of Shemira, even after you're no longer borrowing it, even after you're no longer using the item, to at least take upon yourself some level of Shemira. So Mistama, we assume that you're willing to go to accept upon yourself that level of Shemira, because it's a nice thing to do. Tanya Kavase Da Meimar. Halokeh Kelim Mibeso Uman Lashagran Lebes Chamav. So we have a Rayat HaMeimar. Again, HaMeimar is one that said that when the Shoel's period of She'ilah is over, he becomes a Shomer Sachar, not a Shomer Chinam. So we have a Rabbeisa that supports HaMeimar. A person buys Kelim from Beso Uman Lashagran Lebes Chamav. I go into a store and a guy who's engaged, a guy who's had Shiduchin, he's engaged, and he wants to send something to his future father-in-law's house, meaning to his Kala. He wants to send something to his future wife. But he doesn't know if she'll like it or not. He doesn't know what her tastes are exactly. He just wants to do something nice. So he goes into the store and he says, okay, I'm going to pick that. I'm going to send it to I want you to deliver it to their house. Vamalo, and I say the following deal. If she likes it and she wants it and they'll take it, then I'll pay you for it. V'imlav ani nosin l'chol l'fi tovas hanasha behen. And if she doesn't like it and she returns it, I'll still pay you something because it's still pretty good for me to have sent the gift. Because when she sees I sent the gift, she's going to say, oh, he's so thoughtful, it's nice of him to send the gift. It's the ugliest thing I've ever seen in my life, but it was very nice of him to send it, and she'll return it, and she'll appreciate at least that there was some good thought behind it. So that tovas hana for the warmth that she'll feel because of the good thought that was behind it, the nice thought that was behind it, I'll pay you for that, but I'm not going to pay you for the actual item. V'netensu, and then something happens to the item on the way, in transit. So who's going to be chayev? So behalicha, if it happens in transit, meaning on the way there, when it's being sent, so then chayev. Then I'm going to have to pay the full money for the item because I have already purchased the item. I just made an out that if she doesn't want it, then the purchase should be undone. But we don't yet know that she doesn't want it. So the assumption is the kinyan has already been made, and therefore I'm going to bear full responsibility. Bechazira, but if it's being sent back because she didn't want it, so then pater, then I'm going to be pater, because I have a status of a nosei sachar, of a shomer sachar. Let's see Rashi. So v'nensa b'halicha chayiv, so this is again a difficult halacha to explain. On its way, an onus happens, I'm going to be chayiv. Why? The whole of the katzatz demand, since you decided on a price, umashkin l'shem l'kicha, harehim l'kuchim b'yado, and you determined that it was going to be purchased, so it's considered as if it's already purchased, ad sheyeda she'ina l'kucha, until proven otherwise. Until she says, I don't like it, it's considered to have been purchased already. Till proven otherwise, it's considered to have been nikneh already. Not all Rishonim agree with Rashi. Rashi seems to assume that the kinyan is done. Not all Rishonim agree. The Ran of Masechta Nedarim says, no, it's not that you've been koneh already, it's that you're a shoel. You're considered a shoel until she determines what she wants. And a shoel is chayv anonsim. So you're going to be chayv like a shoel, not like the owner. Not because you're the owner, but because you're a shoel. And nafkamina would be, who's the real owner? Meaning if someone is makdishit, if the mashil, if the seller is makdishit. So according to Rashi, I've already been koneh. The seller can't be makdishit. I can be makdishit. According to the Ran, however, if the seller is makdishit, it's still totally his. He's allowed to be makdishit. I'm just borrowing it temporarily, but he's the one that has full rights on it. So that's the shita of Rashi. But that's the idea. The idea is when it's on its way, I'm going to bear full responsibility. Says Rashi, how do we explain the other tzad? Bechazira pater meyonsin mepneishu kenosi sachar bechazira velo keshoel. Because when it's being sent back, I have a din of shomer sachar, not a shoel. Umau nesiyos scharo. What's the schar that I'm getting? Hol v'nena shenispa'ir behen. V'hainu kavase da meimar. Da'avagav diyavle kfi tovas hanasha behen. Havei alayu shomer sachar. Achar shekolsa shmiras hamekach. Hol v'nena. Kolshkin gavi she'ila d'loyav le'midi. And this is exactly what a meimar said. That a meimar said that even after the period of shmir is over and I'm no longer a shoel, but I'm still going to want to be at least the responsible like a shomer sachar since I got so much hana'ah from it. So over here as well, even though I'm no longer a shoel because it's being sent back, so it's no longer mine, so it's being sent back, but because I got the hana'ah of the tovas hana'ah, that the woman is happy, that the kal is happy, that she had this gift sent to her, so therefore I want to bear the responsibility of a shomer sachar. And you see, I become a shomer sachar, not a shomer chinam. Fine, period. Third wide line. Who gavred the zavon lechamre lechavre? There was a guy that sold chamra to his friend. Amalei komemtina le l'duchta ploni. Im is davna mutav, v'ilo medarne le ne'alach. So he says, I need to go to a certain place, and if I'm able to sell there, then good. And if not, then I'm going to return it to you. If I can't sell the stuff at that place, then I'm going to return it to you. Then I'm going to come back and return it to you. I'm going to want my money back. Azav lo azdavna. He went and he no luck. There was no sale. Ubahadi tka asa itnis. But on his way back, an onus occurred and got ruined. Asal kamed Rav Nachman, so they went to Rav Nachman, they said, nu, what do we do now? So chayve, Rav Nachman was mechayev him. Rav Nachman says, you're chayev, you're still a shoel, and you're chayev for any onus that happened. So Eisvei, Rabbi Rav Nachman, nensu b'halicha chayev b'chazara patr, m'nei shukinah sachar. He said, wait a second, isn't this exactly the case of the guy who was sending something to his kala? If it was on its way there, so then I could hear, I still have a din of a shoel, I'm still chayv an onsim. It's as if I've been kona it, it's just I have an out later on, right? Then I could hear that I'm going to be chayv. But on the way back, it's already been rejected. it's already this deal is already being undone. So on its way back, I only have a din of a shomer sachar. Why should I be chayv in onsim on the way back? Right, just like by the kala rejecting it, we know that the gift is no longer going to be useful to him, and they're going to undo the mekach over here as well. I said, if I can't sell it b'makom ploni, I'm bringing it back. So we know that I couldn't sell it b'makom ploni, I'm done. So Amalei chazar dahai halicha. He says, no. This guy, when he's bringing it back, it's really called a halicha. My taima savruhu b'chazi rasa ilu ashkal chazune milo zavna. Meaning, when it comes to the kala, so if she didn't accept it, it's not like I'm hoping that on the way back, maybe I'll find a different kala who I can give it to and she'll be happy with it. I know it's done. If my kala didn't take it, there's only one, it's done, it's not going to work. I know that the transaction is over. But when I'm trying to sell something, so it's true, I thought my best chance to sell it was b'makom ploni, was in a certain place. But on my way back, if I happen to run into someone at an inn or something, some business person at an inn who says, oh, you know what, you're selling, I'm interested, and he offers me money, so of course I'd sell it to him. The deal's not over yet. As long as I still have it in my possession, I'm willing to sell. It's only that I don't think I'm going to be able to sell, but it's still an open-ended deal. And that way, that's why he's still going to be chayiv. He's not going to be knocked down to the status of a shomer sachar. He's still going to be chayiv like a shoel. Shomer li ve'esh malach shomer sachar. The Mishnah had said that if I tell somebody, you watch something for me and I'll watch something for you, so they have the status of a shomer sachar. No one's getting paid, but they're doing each other favors. So I'm getting paid with a favor, right? To watch your item, you're paying me by watching my item. So v'amai shmir b'baylim hi. So frankly, more, wait a second. Isn't this called shmir b'baylim? Meaning, the halacha is that whenever I am shomer something, and the bailim is with me, I hire the bailim also, so my level of culpability is much, much lower. So why should I have the status of shomer sachar? I should not have the burden of being a shomer sachar to be chayv in gnev aveda when I have the bailim with me. I should be part of gnev aveda, because after all, the bailim are working for me. Why are the bailim working for me? They're watching my item! So when I'm watching their item, they're working for me. Is there a svar for this idea that whenever the guy is working for me, I mean, the guy doesn't always have to be with his animal, and he's still called Shmira Bebailim. So the Sefer HaChinuch says it's sort of a low plug, meaning the svar is that if I'm the normal case of Shmira Bebailim is I hire a guy with his, and I rent his animal at the same time, and I hire him to be the one to use his animal in my field. He's the one that's going to be leading the plow. He's bringing his equipment, which is the animal, so I'm renting the equipment and the person at the same time. So obviously, you understand that my level of Shmir, my level of Chiyuv is not going to be as great, because he's the owner, he knows his animal better than anybody else. Let him watch it, right? It's his own animal. Let him watch it carefully. So the Sefer HaChinuch says, sort of a low plug, even though a lot of cases you're going to have are not going to be quite like that. I just happen to employ him, and he's nowhere near his animal at the time that something happens to it. But it's sort of a low plug. But the basic svara is that the bailim is there. Let him watch it. So anyway, but over here, shouldn't this be called the case of Shmir B'Balim, and therefore you should not have the status of a Shomer Sachar to be Chayv in Gnev Aveda? Amra Papa Damar Leishmar Li Ayom Veshmar Lach L'Machar. No, he told him, you watch something for me today, and I'll watch it for you tomorrow. So it wasn't on the same day. I didn't employ him at the time that I was watching his item. Tan Rabbanan, Shmar Li Veshmar Lach. If I say, watch something for me and I'll watch something for you, Heshilani Vashilcha, lend me something and I'll lend you something that you need. Shmarli Vashilcha, watch something for me and I will lend you something that you need. Hashilani, lend me something, Vashmalach, and because you lend me something, I'll be happy to watch something for you. Kula Nasu Shomer Sachar Zelzeh. In all these cases, the Shomer is the Shomer Sachar. But in some of those cases, isn't it a din of Shmir Bebailim, where you're using the other guy to do something for you also? So therefore, it's as if you hired him. So isn't it a case of Shmir Bebailim? Same answer. No. If it wasn't on the same day, so then it's not called Shmir Bebailim. If I tell him Shmir Li Ayom, Eshmer Lach L'Machar, that's not called Shmir Bebailim. Okay, story. Hanu Ahaluye, Dekol Yoma Hava Afila Chad Minayu. There were these dry cleaners, laundry men, that they were in the laundry district. You know how you have a diamond district? So I guess there were a bunch of laundry men that were all together. Maybe they worked in one large laundromat, and there were 10 employees. And what they would do is every single day, one of them would cook lunch for the other nine. And they did a rotation. One of them would bring food for the others. Hahu Yoma Amrle L'Chad Minayu Zil Afilan. So one day they say, Jim, it's your turn, cook us lunch. So Amar Lahu, naturally, he says, sure, just do me a favor. I just bought this nice new jacket. Can you just watch my jacket for me while I go and cook the lunch? I'm not going to cook in my jacket. Just take care of it for me. Ada'asa pashu bave ignov. By the time he came back, they were poshea, and the jacket was stolen. Asa l'kameh Rav Papa, chayvinu. So Rav Papa says, they're chayiv. So Amar Lahu, Rabbanu Rav Papa, amai, p'shia b'baylam hi. So Papa says, it's p'shia, but it's b'baylam. Right? He was working for them at the time. So shouldn't that mean that they're pater? Even though it was p'shia, but since it's b'baylam, shouldn't that mean that they're pater? Why are you going to say that they're chayiv? So ichsif, Rav Papa was embarrassed at first. He thought he got it wrong. He thought he got the wrong answer. L'sof, igloi milsa, but then it became revealed that he didn't get it wrong at all, that there were some facts missing over here. That what actually happened was, that ushaita shichra hava kashasi, that at that time that the item got stolen, he had not yet started cooking. He was just enjoying a nice cold beer before he started cooking. So he's good to relax a little bit. So he wanted to relax a little. He was having a nice cold beer before he started cooking. So his period of employment didn't begin yet. Since his period of employment didn't begin yet, so it's not called Shmir Bebailim, Mele, they're going to be Chayiv on the Pshia. If you look at Rashi, he wasn't yet doing work for them. He didn't begin to bake yet. At the time that they became Shomrim, he did not yet begin his work to become a worker for them. Aval, important Rashi, let's say he started to bake right away. He immediately took upon himself to bake. And then he finishes early. And after he finishes baking, he sits down to have a beer. And at that time, after he finished working, that's when his talis gets lost. Then it's called Pshia Bebailim. That's even though at the time that the Pshia happened, he was no longer working. But since he had already started working, since when they became Shomrim, he was working for them, so that's all you need. The critical point that we look at is the point in time when he becomes a shomer, not the point in time when the nezek happens. So if when they become a shomer, he's already working for them, then we call it shela b'baylim. When he becomes a shomer, he's not yet working for them, then it's not called shela b'baylim. We don't care about whether he was still working for them at the time that the actual Shviro Mesa happened. Okay, says Gemara, Hanich Leman Yom Pshia B'Bailim Pater Mishum Hachi Ichsif. Wait a second, if you're going to say that when they're Poshea, they're still going to be Pater as long as they were employing him, so I understand very well that he was embarrassed, that if Papa was embarrassed, he thought he got the halacha wrong. El Leman Yom Rechayiv Amai Ichsif. But there's another shita that holds, granted, Shmira B'Bailim, right, if I'm watching something and I bring the Bailim along for the job, I'm not going to have the same level of Shmira, I'm not going to be Chayim and Gnev Aveda, things like that. But Pshia? I'm not even going to be a Shomer Chinam? No, Pshia, I'm still going to be Chayiv. So if that's the case, then why was Rav Papa embarrassed that he initially said Chayiv? Granted it was B'Bailim, but if you hold that Pshia B'Bailim is Chayiv, what difference does it make? Ella, hu yom alav di dehava. So says Gemara, no. What this again, there were some details missing from the story. That day was in fact not this guy's turn to cook lunch. And in fact, Vamul the day, Zil Afilan At. They told him, you know what? Cook lunch for us today anyway. You know, the guy whose turn it is not here today, why don't you take over? Vamalu Bahu Agra to Kafina Lakuna to Ruklimai. And he said, okay, as a payment for you, for me cooking for you, I want you to watch my I want you to watch my jacket. Meaning I want you to be a Shomer Sachar. You're going to watch it and you're going to get paid. How are you going to get paid? By me giving you lunch. So then it's a straight up Shomer Sachar arrangement. Ada Asa Igniv, when he got back, it was stolen. Asul Kameder Rav Papa Chivinuhu. And they got back to Rav Papa, and Rav Papa says that you're going to be Chayiv. Omele Rabban Rav Papa, so Rabban said to Rav Papa, Shmir Bevailim Hi, but isn't it Shmir Bevailim? Why should it be Chayiv? So Ichsef, so Rav Papa was embarrassed because it was a case of Shomer Sachar with Geneva that they should have been Chayiv on, but they should not have been Chayiv because it was Shmir Bevailim. So he was embarrassed that he said Chayiv. And then Lasof Iglai Milsad Yishaita Sheikh Ravashasi. And then they later found out that at that point in time he was drinking beer already. So he was drinking beer and he had not yet started. So it turned out that Rav Papa got the halacha correctly. Essentially, Rav Papa got the halacha correct, but I guess the idea is It does not seem from the Gemara that Rav Papa knew at the time that he had gotten the halacha correct. Meaning, there are two ways to read this Gemara. You could read the story that Rav Papa passed in the Shaila. They said, what are you talking about? It's Shmir Bebailim. Rav Papa knew that it wasn't Shmir Bebailim because he knew that the guy was drinking beer at the time, but they embarrassed him anyway because they attacked him, and he felt embarrassed because they were attacking him. That's not the pashtus in the Gemara. The pashtus in the Gemara is that Rav Papa said the halacha, he did not know that the guy was drinking beer at the time. It was l'sofeg lo milsa, not only to them, but to Rav Papa also. It was news to Rav Papa when they found out that the guy was drinking beer at the time. So Rav Papa, when he was asked the question, really thought he got it wrong. And then it turned out later that there was a fact that he was missing when he paskined, so he got lucky. Kisuma baruba, he got lucky, he just lucked into it, and he happened to have gotten it right at the end, but it was pure luck that he had gotten right, so that he had it right, right? So that's the pashtos. If that's the case, though, what's the lesson of the Gemara? So it seems to be that Rav Papa, because he was not Dom Gadol, has a certain siyata d'shmai in his psak halacha. That there is this concept that a major posek, when he's paskening something that's halacha lemaisa, is going to have a certain level of siyata d'shmaya. And even if he's not totally familiar with all the circumstances, and even if he thinks he's a little bit wrong, it may turn out that he'll be right, but for the wrong reasons. It may turn out that he'll be right, even though he didn't intend it in that way. So that's okay. That's a possibility over here. Now the Gemara tells a few stories. Hainu beitrei davka maskabu orchad. There were two guys walking on the road. Chad aruch v'chad gutza. One of them was tall, one of them was short. Aricha rachid chamra, vavalei sadina. Now the tall guy was riding on a donkey, and he had a sadin with him. A sadin is a type of garment that was made out of flax, and if it gets wet, it's not the end of the world. If it gets wet, it dries very nicely, it dries quickly. It's, like bathing suit material. Easy, right? No problem if it gets wet. He's perfectly fine with it. But gutza, michsi sarvala, become maski bekare. The short guy was wearing at the time a woolen garment. Now wool, when it gets wet, if you've ever sweated in wool tzitzis or you've ever been stuck in pouring rain in a wool suit, it's not so geschmack, right? When wool gets wet, unless it's treated or whatever. But when wool gets wet, pashtus is it's really not so good. So here's this guy, the short guy is walking, and he's walking by foot. He's not riding on a donkey, so he doesn't have the protection from the water. And now, kimati l'nahara, they get to the river, so the short guy thinks, oh great, I'm going to walk into the river with my wool garments, it's going to get soaked. This guy's got a linen garment, he's up on a donkey, he's not going to get wet anyway. So why don't I just trade with him? So shakli l'sarvle va'osvi l'avechamra v'shakli v'sadine dahu v'ichsibe. He takes his wool garment, puts it on top of the donkey that the other guy is riding, takes the other guy's sadin garment, takes his whatever, his bathing suit, and he puts it on himself so that nothing will happen if it gets wet. And shatfu ma'il sadin. The only problem is he was trying to cover himself with the guy in the donkey's garment that's not so vulnerable to water. And the water, a wave comes and whoosh, washes it right away, and he loses the sadin. So asal kamei de Rava, they went to Rava Chayve. Rava says it is Chayev. Amar le'Rabban Rava, amai sheila bebailim. Rava says, why? It's sheila bebailim. Meaning, after all, yes, I'm borrowing the item, but I also have the guy working for me because he's watching my wool garment. So isn't that called sheila bebailim, and therefore shouldn't he be pater? So ichsef. So Rava was embarrassed at first. L'sofu glay milsa de below daite shakle below daite usve. Later they found out that it wasn't at all sheila bebailim. The short guy who had made the exchange did it without the das of the guy in the chamar. He took the linen garment without the flax garment without the guy in the chamar realizing, and stuck his wool garment on the chamar without the guy in the chamar realizing. So obviously, you have to say that the guy in the chamar was not wearing the linen garment at the time, because it's very difficult to realize, to not realize when someone pulls off the clothing that you're wearing, right? So the diuk, if you actually look back at the beginning of the story, it actually fits in very nicely. One of the Akronim points out, according to the Biurei Adaf, that notice when it talks about the short guy, it says that michsi sarvela, that he was wearing, that he was covered with the sarvela, he was wearing the wool garment. When it talks about the tall guy that was on the donkey, it says, not michsi, but v'havalei sadina. He had a sadin. Right? The implication being that he wasn't wearing it. So that fits in very nicely with how the maskana of the story works out. That the guy riding on the donkey was not wearing it, and that's why he wasn't aware when this exchange was made. He didn't even know that the exchange was made. Okay, one more story, and then a few more halachas. Says Gemara, Hu gavra da ogre lechamer lechavre. A guy rents a donkey to his friend. Amr lechazi lo tezel b'orcha d'nahar pakod d'ikamaya. He says, please just do me a favor. Don't go by Urcha de Nahar Pakod because there's water there. Don't go by the way of Nahar Pakod. He says, stay away from a certain direction because there's water there and the donkey's not going to be able to handle the water. It's going to be bad news. Zilba Urcha de Narash Talakamaya. I'd much rather you go by Narash where there's no water. Azil Urcha de Nahar Pakod u Mischamra. He says, yeah, don't worry, it'll be fine. And he goes to Nahar Pakod where he wasn't supposed to go and the donkey dies. Kiyasa Amar in Urcha de Nahar. So he comes back and he says, I'm sorry, your donkey died. He says, well, did you go to Nahar Pakod? Well, yeah, in Bo'orcha de Nahar Pakod Azli, I went to Nahar Pakod, Umihu Lekamaya. But you told me not to go to Nahar Pakod because there's a lot of water and the donkey can't handle the water. Well, guess what? There was no water there. And the donkey died anyway. So, obviously, your concern was unfounded, and therefore it was a total oneness, and I shouldn't be responsible. Amale Rava Male Leshaker. So Rava says, this is a classic Migu. The guy who rented him the donkey, the masker, had no idea where he went. He was going to take his word for it. He said, "Nu, did you go to Nahar Pakod?" So he could have said, "No, I went exactly where you told me to go, and everything was fine." And then all of a sudden, the thing just conked out. The donkey just died, and then he would have been potter. So since he could have said that by admitting that he went to Nahar Pakod and saying that it still wasn't his fault because there was no water there, so he should be potter. So I'm like, Abaye says, no. Madli l'shaker b'makom edim lo arminan. A migo doesn't work when there are edim against the migo. Now, what does it mean there are edim against the migo? So it could mean two things. Migo doesn't work, meaning if I say that, believe me that this happened because I could have told you something else happened, well, if I have edim that something else didn't happen, that's one type of migo b'makom edim. Meaning if there were edim that I went to Nahar Pakod, then you can't say, believe him that he could have said he went to the other place. No, he couldn't have said that because there were edim. That's not the migo b'makom edim that we have over here. Rashi says migo b'makom edim over here is a different migo b'makom edim. I'm telling you, believe me in Taina A because I could have told you Taina B, but if Taina A is the most ridiculous thing in the whole world, then you don't believe me in Taina A, meaning there's an Anan Sahadi. We know that Taina A is ridiculous. It's utterly preposterous. I told you that I went to Nahar Pakod. It's called Nahar Pakod because it's a river. And I told you there's no water there? Come on. Right? Rashi says, Migo Makom Edim. What's the Migo Makom Edim? The Anan Sahadi, Sheino Suadarach, Blo Mayim. We know that the river has water. So don't tell me that there was no water there. It's ridiculous. You can't. The claim that you're making is so ridiculous that it's not going to be a Migo anymore. Okay, so he said, if I ask you to watch something for me, and you say, okay, just put it down, so you take on the status of a Shomer Chinam. Amar Rav Huna, Amar lo hanachlu fanecha, eino lo Shomer Chinam lo Shomer Sachar. If he says, I'll put it down in front of you, then he's taken upon himself nothing. I didn't tell you to put it down in front of me, you just said you will put it down in front of me. So yibayilu, hanach stam amai. What if I just say, put it down? I don't say put it in front of me or in front of you, I just say put it down. What's the din? So tashma, Shomer liv amar lo hanachlu fanai, Shomer Chinam, hastam of lo klum, makes it sound like it's only if I say put it in front of me that I take upon myself a shomer chinam. But if it's just stam, then I take upon myself nothing. So it says, well, no, adrabah, midam rafuna hanach lefanecha, hu de'en lo shomer chinam lo shomer sachar. When am I not a shomer at all? When I say hanach lefanecha, makes it sound like if it's anything less than that, hastama, shomer chinam avi. If I just say hanach, then I am taking upon myself shomer chinam. Obviously, you can't be medayik from either side over there because it's opposite diukim, right? There's a case that's in the middle that's not covered, so obviously the diukim are going to point in opposite directions. But lema katanayim, maybe in fact it's a machlokas tanayim in the following way: im hichnis perushus bal chater chayiv. If I brought something into your property with the rishus of the Baal Chatzar, then with your rishus, then the Baal Chatzar is going to be chayiv in the nezek. Since you allowed me to bring the item into your property, I brought my kederos into your property, my kalim into your property, and then it got destroyed in your property, so you're going to be chayiv. Rabbi Omer b'kulumein chayiv ayat shekabel of Baal Abayis Lishmar. Rabbi said, no, you're only going to be chayiv if you explicitly accepted to be shomer the item. So mimai. So don't you see that's the machlokas? Right over here I say hanach. I didn't say hanach lefanai as if I'm accepting shmira, but I didn't say not. I just said hanach. So according to Rabbi, since I didn't explicitly accept shmira, there is no shmira. according to the Tanakhama, the Rishmira, even though I didn't explicitly say it. Says Gemara, no, it's not a good raya. Maybe the Rabbanan only said over there that I am accepting Shmira because it's in the Chatzar that's watched, that's guarded. So when I say come in, it means come in and it will be protected because this is a guarded Chatzar. But over here, we're out in the middle of the market, which is not at all a guarded place. So when I tell you put it down, I'm saying put it down at your own risk. Put it down and watch it yourself. I'm not telling you put it down and it will be guarded because it's not a guarded area. Even Rebbe, when he says you're only chayiv if you accept Shmir explicitly, maybe that's only by the Chatzar where you have to express the Shmir explicitly. El b'chatzera d'liyule reshusa kabay l'mishkal minei. Because in order to go in there, you need to get reshus from me. You can't just walk into my chatzar without asking reshus. The chiyav le reshusa le iyule tiv not la kamalei. So when I tell you can come in here, all I'm telling you is you have reshus to come in because you needed to ask me if you have reshus to come in. I'm not telling you any more than that. Aval hacha, but over here you're in the chatzar. Why are you asking me? What are you asking me reshus for? Obviously, what you're asking me reshus for is not to come in. You're allowed to come in. What are you asking me? To become a shomer. So I'm telling you that I'll be a shomer. Because if all I'm telling you is come and sit and you watch it yourself, if all you're going to do is sit here and watch it, so you really need to get reshus for me to sit here to watch your own item? Of course not. So it must be that there was something more to the arrangement. Okay.